This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. court has approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. And the October 2017 massacre, a man opened fire with a high-powered rifle, multiple rifles, from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, unleashing more than 1,000 rounds as he mowed down people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International, the casino's owner, will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from its insurers, according to the court order. An earlier statement said the settlement does not amount to an admission of liability by MGM Resorts. A technical problem forced a halt to all trading on Tokyo stock exchanges Thursday, with no information on when activity would resume. The precise nature of the glitch was not explained further, but it meant the country's top indexes, the Nikkei 225 and the TOPIX, were unable to open at the start of the trading day. An official told AFP trade was suspended starting at 8:35 Wednesday. Orders were not being received. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for a $7.37 billion bailout package for London's transport operator in an attempt to keep the capital's transport system going for the next 18 months. That's according to the Financial Times. Khan, who serves as the chairman of the Transport for London, has requested for the financial package in his submission to the government's spending review. As passengers' numbers continue to plunge due to the coronavirus pandemic and due strict measures on public transport, again, according to the newspaper, or at voanews.com.